Here's the setup. An eviction sign, cruel games and rituals of death, a documentary film crew, and a campaign launch. Brother and sister have lived on this doorstep for as long as they can remember. Soon, brother and sister are forced to migrate as the environment violently disintegrates, but sister isn't ready to leave home behind. Troy Foundry Theater presents the world premiere of Models of Perfection. The show opens on Wednesday and runs through November 1st. It's happening in the E. Stewart Jones parking lot, directly next to the Trojan Hotel in Troy, New York. David Gerard is the artistic director of the Troy Foundry Theater and co-curator and deviser of the show. Naya Colbert is collaborator with Theater in the X out of Philadelphia and co-curator and deviser of Models of Perfection. We welcome you both to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
Did I get your name wrong?
It's Naya Colbert, but Colbert is famous.
Okay.
As well.
All right. Yeah. Yes. I wanted to check. So, Colbert, how are you? How's everything?
Everything's wonderful, Troy. The weather is nice up here.
Excellent. So, David, let us begin with you of how this whole thing came about.
Well, it was developed by one of our creative associates, the artistic associate director, Katie Pedro, who's worked with us several times. She's based out of Brooklyn, and we had done a reading of this play about 18 months ago. Felt really good about it. Then she took it down to the city, and she did a workshop that all of us went down to see about a year ago, maybe a little bit over a year now. I don't know what time is right now, Joe. I think it's like March 232nd. So, and
I can't disagree with that, but go ahead.
Yes. And we decided we wanted to do a production of it. We had to change, obviously, because of COVID, we had to completely change the way we've been doing work. So we started test driving this Trojan Alley series recently. We were doing a lot of live events out there. We're doing it as safely as we can possibly do it. We have about, 1,750 square feet of space that we barricade off. The folks at Stu Jones are just absolutely lovely letting us use it. We have the hotel as the backdrop. So we test drove the space, and we knew this was a play that we could do outside because it does take place on a stoop. It's only three actors, and so that's kind of how it came about, and we love the piece. We're really, really sort of behind the piece a lot.
So, Naya, tell us about the piece, and I gave a very vague outline, which it seems purposely vague, right?
Yes, you're correct. It's an interesting play. It's as well abstract as well as concrete. Everyone will be able to get their own experience from it. It is interactive in some ways. So it's nothing I can really say to give you anything about the play other than what you have already presented, because you will have your own experience.
Mm. So what do you lay out to give us the items to put in our utility belt to get the experience, if you will?
We open to the world.
Yeah.
That is set up in, because it is a world. We will be outside, and we're creating that ambiance for you, and you will be invited into this world that brother and sister is living in. And what were you going to say, David?
Well, dress warm, because you're going to spend a little over an hour with these kids. It's not a very long show. There's no intermission.
Yep.
We're going to do sort of tabled, sort of various tabled seating. You might get a little heating at your table, but not a lot, you know. So you might want to bring gloves.
What's a little heating? Is it like one of those birthday candle or something? Or?
Well, we're actually doing terracotta heaters, Joe.
Oh, okay.
The ones
All
where
right.
you take terracotta pots. Yeah, we're doing poor theater. Definitely poor theater throughout with this. But it's interesting how lovely the space is, and even the sound being surrounded by all the brick, because you really are, you know, Troy Music Hall is just like right up the alley,
right.
You know, down the alley you have like Little Peck's restaurant, Donna's, and obviously the Trojan Hotel itself as a backdrop. So the sound is really wonderful there, and the atmosphere is, it's kind of where it's supposed to be. It's sort of the play is existing where it kind of wants to be in that space. It's really quite lovely. So, yeah.
So you had a reading of this, you said a year ago, right? Or over a year ago.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm going to say the reading was actually maybe over 18 months. It might have been 2 years.
Okay.
I know. Yeah.
But pre-COVID. And I'm, so how would the production of it been differently, would have been different, do you think, had you not been put into these circumstances?
You know, it's interesting. We probably, being Troy Foundry, we probably would have done it on a stoop. We would have probably found a stoop somewhere in Troy. But in this case, people aren't giving away their stoops as they usually would because of COVID.
Yeah, right? Get the hell off my stoop. Right.
Right. You know, and also, you know, we're known for taking over spaces, taking over buildings, and curating within them. So in these found spaces. And that's just like less of a, it's sort of less of an option right now. And, you know, we have this hotel. We have this wonderful, wonderful building as our headquarters. And we had planned on programming out of here. But we still were going to be a site-specific company. Matter of fact, our next show was supposed to be at an old Masonic temple over on 3rd. It was above the senior center. It's being turned into a new space, but the 3rd floor was the Masonic temple. And that was going to be our next show in May. And we had to cancel that. So, you know, performing indoors is just not an option right now. I don't think it's an option until fall 2021, oh, wow, maybe at the earliest, you know. So the hotel ended up presenting the opportunity for us. And I kind of love that. Mm-hmm. In a way, I kind of love.
And this is the perfect place.
I don't love what's going on.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Naya.
I was going to say this is the perfect place for it because it works so well with the environment and it works so well with the play. So it's kind of, we got a hit with it, even though we have to be outside. And this play really maybe warranted that environment.
Mm-hmm. How do you want, well, let's go back to the however many months ago this you did the reading. What was your takeaway then, Naya? What was the takeaway and thinking, oh, okay, this is something that is interesting that we should tackle?
I wasn't a part of the process when it was done in New York in the reading. David called me up, and I formed a relationship with Troy Foundry. I was in a production with them, Yellow, last year, I believe.
Yep.
And David called me up and sent me the script and asked me what I thought about it and if I wanted to co-curate with him. And I wanted to see what this world was going to look like. And I'm so happy with it.
Yeah, and we're fun in a room together. We really are. Like the first time I met Naya last year, I was like, oh, we're so much fun together. We really, and I you know, and it, yeah, we're a company that, like, that's why we like kind of take the word director out of play in this case. I mean, are there moments that we're crafting the piece? Yeah, absolutely. But we're really trying to build an aesthetic here where, like, everybody has a voice. The actors, the designers, the crew, the stage management, just the production team as a whole, that everybody has a real strong voice and agency. And, you know, I mean, Naya and I, it's coming up with the language for this because we wanted it to be so collaborative. And, you know, in my head, it's sort of like Anne Bogart's idea of, like we're just facilitators. We're just facilitating this process because we have the right people for it and sort of making sure that they get the opportunity to put their artistic stamp on a piece of art, a piece of theater.
Mm. And that's different. Did you feel a difference, or did you ever have to stop and check yourself and say, okay, I'm acting more like a director and less like a deviser?
I know that I want to lift Black female voices in the room. I know that. So I know in that way I want to step out in certain moments and let that happen. Because I know that, like, I know I have a strong voice. And so, yeah, I think checking myself certainly in that regard, but also listening more to what the actors want to bring to it, listening more to, like, my stage manager is amazing. She's a stage manager, and people think that there's just these, like, organized people that organize the play. And they do. You need really great stage management, but she's still an artist in the room, right? And she's still got a voice.
Yeah.
And she's right, Naya? She's contributed so many great ideas.
She's amazing.
And Sam just finished her MFA at Yale, too. So, you know, like,
she's great.
Well-credentialed, great. Yeah, great.
Yes, yes.
So Naya, your feeling of being that of not directing but of facilitating.
Oh, I enjoy it because you learn something different. And David and I will be in rehearsal with the actors, and what they would bring may have been different than where we wanted to go with it. And then it's another discovery. And that's so rich, especially with art, because art should be that discovery and changing and different perspectives and evolving. So I enjoy that process. Yes, you do have some kind of idea of where you want it to go, but when you have the right people, like David said, in the room, and it includes your crew and stage manager and actors and everyone in the room, it feels so good just to see it evolve into something different.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like venturing into these new social and public spaces, and we have to kind of imagine these new ways of being together. And we understand maybe better how to incorporate silence and stillness because it's been imposed on us. And hopefully make some sense of or understand the gap that separates us and what, like, and then what brings us, sort of binds us together. You know, it's sort of, it's very illuminating because we've been forced as creative artists to, like, be more creative. And there's something wonderful about that. It's terrifying. This is a terrifying time.
Yes.
But I feel like we're being really good. I think we're the safest outfit in Troy right now in a lot of ways, as far as, like, when we are producing our work. I do think we're being super safe. But it's hard not to have some joy out of this process because everybody is working that hard and everybody's being really creative and finding really interesting solutions to things that you wouldn't think you'd ever have to sort of, like, address while producing live work. But here we are.
You touched on this, Naya, at the beginning of our conversation, but ultimately, as a facilitator and divisor here, of what are you looking, what are you hoping that the conversations will be like on the car ride home for those who participate and attend?
I hope they're all different. I hope there is a conversation, and not just one thought. So that's what I hope comes out of this, that each person had their own perspective, or there are a few different perspectives where there can be a full conversation. That's what I hope that comes from this.
David?
I always hope we just change people. You know, I hope people feel changed, affected, and talk about that.
Seems easy.
Just to piggyback on what Naya says, to talk about it, to work through it. This play is an abstracted, in some ways, non-naturalistic piece of the, even though it's for Troy Foundry, yes, our audience is finally sitting. we're giving you that. During the pandemic, we're gonna say, you know what, you don't have to walk around this time.
So,
we're gonna be outside and it might be cold, but you get to sit. But yeah. Change people.
You work on these things for a long time, but the elephant in the parking lot most likely will be the election, right?
because it happens a couple days later. I don't even know how to, like, answer that joke. I don't even know the game for, like, what's that energy going to be like? And I don't think this is a play that directly addresses that directly in any way, but I can't say that. I'm not sure anybody's not going to be thinking about that, of course, in the back of their mind. So yeah. These are strange and wonderful times we live in.
Well, Naya, I know you don't think of it as an overtly political play, but obviously people are gonna think, right? Because we're all doing that now. I mean, we're trying to figure things out. We're scared and we're trying to figure things out.
I guess. I don't know. My life is pretty happy. I live a pretty happy life. So I have a pretty different perspective on what things are going on in this world. You may find some things in there. I believe people will find some things in there that may go towards their politics or their lifestyle, their culture. There are so many different elements within this play. So I don't know. This will be interesting to be outside during this time.
Do you like to know, David, of what people are thinking when they're leaving, or do you just like to leave it on the stage or wherever you're performing it, and then say, "Here you go."
I mean, I know that I have a bit of an intense, edgy I don't care, kind of. Yeah, I mean, certainly I just leave it there. Am I concerned with what people think? Of course, because I'm human. But I say that as a human. Generally speaking, though, I know as an artist, I can't get caught up in that. I won't get caught up in that. Sure, I'll think it because I'm a sensitive human being. I'm a crier. I'm emotional. For the most part, when I'm producing work and things like that, I'm relatively unapologetic with it. I'm really not that concerned with, I guess, sort of art criticism in a way that, oh gosh, am I doing it right? I don't want to worry. I'm not worried about doing it right. I'm not sure there is a right way. You know, it's that Samuel Beckett quote, right? Like, ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail better. And we're just like, that's all we've been doing as a company. We're just failing better each time. And we get things thrown in our way, like, oh, a pandemic. But, you know, Joe, you know, you've interviewed us. Like, all our work's been about the end of the world. We've been telling all of you for so long now.
pack your things, people. Let's get ready.
Yeah.
We're out of time, but David and I want to thank you very much. I wish you all the luck in the world. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, so
thank
much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
TroyFoundryTheater.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.